Here's Josh List.
Great to be with you. Friday mornings at 6:45, we get down to business with Game Day analyst and Super Bowl Bear Tom Thayer, who joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Josh.
Great to have you. What do we need to know about this Dolphins team and how potent it can be at home in Miami?
Well, I think you got to start with Adam Gase, because Adam Gase is really familiar with offensive football. He knows how to get the best out of his specific talent, but he also knows how to devise a scheme against an aggressive front like the Bears are showing right now. So I think that's going to be one of the better matchups that will never step foot on the field between Adam Gase and Vic Fangio. But when you look inside the players, you know, the offensive pass protection of Miami is always going to be questioned because of the aggressive approach of the defense. And then how can Mitchell Trubisky rebound after a bye week after 6 touchdown passes? So there's a lot of unanswered questions, but there's a lot of things that have yet to be seen.
All right, let's get into that. And you mentioned Gase, former Bears offensive coordinator, Dolphins head coach now. And the thrill of watching this year's Bears defense break out. So how are they going to go at the Dolphins, and what matchups could be key when the Bears are on D?
Well, you know, I think the matchups is always going to be how Vic Fangio devises his pass rush scheme against an offensive line that's banged up. Plus, they have Ted Larson there that used to play with the Chicago Bears, who had a lot of in-practice fights with Akeem Hicks. So you got to pay attention to that. But then again, Ryan Tannehill has a strong arm. If they give him a maximum protection, he's willing to throw it the length of the field and try to take advantage of a one-on-one matchup he likes. But if you can slow down Frank Gore in the running game, then you're going to make them one-dimensional, and that's when Ryan Tannehill feels the most pressure and sometimes plays it at his worst.
No one's bold enough to predict another 6 TD pass game from Mitch Trubisky, but what should he be able to do against this current Dolphins defense?
You know, use every weapon he has in the field, just like he did in the last game against Tampa. And I think that's always going to be a key element. Every time Matt Nagy stands up at the podium, he always says this is not a one-man show. So when you think about the 5 or 6 different weapons Mitch was able to use against Tampa, maybe there'll be a couple more waiting in the wings, like a guy like Jordan Howard, who can help you on a hot day. But it is going to be about the progress of the offense as an entirety, not just how Mitch does.
Could this be the Jordan Howard breakout game?
Well, I think he's going to be a really important part, you know, going down the road. I think it's all how Matt Nagy sees the most favorable matchups, but you know, Jordan Howard is always going to be an important part of this offense going into a game. It's just how do you see his uses during the game.
All right, 10-second pick. How do the Bears get out of Florida a winner?
Again, play aggressive defensive football and have Mitchell Trubisky take the next step. And like I said, use every one of those weapons to keep their defense off balance.
You're the best, Tom. Thanks for the time. We'll hear from you again Sunday morning from Miami, along with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff, Bears football Sunday here on WBBM. Philly wallops the Giants 34-13, 3 touchdowns from Carson Wentz. The Wild beat the Blackhawks in overtime 4-3 after the Hawks blow a late lead in regulation. The Bulls host Denver tonight. The Cubs let go of Chili Davis, their hitting coach. And the Brewers host the Dodgers in game 1 of the NLCS this evening. Josh List, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.